table, I got a bed, I got a roof over my head. I'm doing all right, yeah, doing all right. Got willing and the creek don't rise, I'll keep doing all right. I got a garden all in a row. I know my way around a rake and a hoe. I'm doing all right, doing all right. God willing, let the rain come down. I'll keep doing all right. I got wood for the fire. Biscuits in the oven and beans in a can. Doing all right, I'm doing all right. God willing, I won't starve, I'll keep doing all right. Lordy, lordy, lay, woo-hoo, yeah, yeah.
That's a song going out to all the graduates. I hope you're doing all right. I hope you're doing even better than all right. And I hope it will get better and better. And here's my pledge. We folks of a generation or two or three ahead of you are going to try to make this world a better place for you, because you sure deserve it. And so we'll work on it, and congratulations to all of you. Meantime, who was singing that song? Do you recognize her voice? Maybe you should. Maybe you do. That's Mary Flower from When My Bluebird Sings, and that's her own composition. And Mary Flower and Leon Cotter are going to be playing at Cala in Astoria tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. You can go to Cala Astoria and get tickets. It's right there on Marine Drive between 10th and 11th, and Mary Flower always does a good show. So, welcome to Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host, and you know, before I do my dedication, I just want to give you, the listeners, a recommendation. If you haven't tuned in yet for Yonder Radio, Yonder Radio is on KMUN 8 to 9 a.m. on Fridays, and it's all about rural America. And it's stories from everywhere. I'm hoping we're going to send a story into them. We've got lots to talk about here. But it's fascinating stuff. So, yeah, that's KMUN.org or 91.9 FM at KMUN in Astoria or 89.5 KTCB in Tillamook. I want to send condolences and sadness to the families of the victims of the Nippon chemical spill in Longview. The Columbia River was also contaminated from that, so sympathies to all involved. But sympathy and condolences isn't enough. It's one more thing to realize. We need to make the difference. We need to make sure these things don't happen. And if an accident happens, that there's an intact agency to investigate it. Sending my hopes and wishes for peace and healing all over the world because it's needed. And to you and to me and to all of us. And especially to Hope and Gina, Ruth S., Bob and Larry, Gina and Stephanie, Issa, Janet, Noel, Lulu, Luann, Karen, Jean and Carl, Tom, Steve, to Marietta, Riva, Kate, Lottie, and to our good friend John in Klaskanai. And to Patty here in Astoria. On the other side, hopefully, some happy birthdays. Gina, today. Happy birthday, Gina Kiter. Happy anniversary, Gina and Hobie. And tomorrow, oh, it's a big day. Spud Siegel, Cat Claire, Neville Elms in Nova Scotia, and Max. Max is turning 9. Congratulations, Max. He's from Portland, but he's a brown meat kid. Sunday, Ann Robin Dot. And Thursday, Dinah. Dinah, happy birthday. And some birthday wishes to wherever, to the universe, for Chuck McLaughlin, my father, Herb, who would have been 115 this Thursday, and to Ann Goldine. Special congratulations, wishes to an intern of KMUN, and that would be our own Sylvia Thorpe. These are graduating seniors. Another beloved local, Nazina Izzy Cook. To Amelia Nemluel, Bella Dawson DeLo, Edie Husa, Hussa. I know. And also to my first guest. Got him by surprise. My first guest is a senior at homeschooling. So he got an easy job. He doesn't have to get nervous walking down the aisle or anything. And I have here Oscar. And Oscar Peitsch has... Have you ever been on KMUN?
No, never.
Okay. And have you ever been on radio?
No, never.
Oh, great. This is your first time. Well, your dad was right here in this very room on my show some years ago for his artwork. I've asked you to come in because you're doing some interesting things, and I am very impressed. I'm going to ask you to tell me whose idea was this and what you're planning to do. I think of it as interviews with elders. These are stories that are so often lost. And so we sometimes get there too late. So, Oscar, what are you doing?
It was kind of my dad, mom's idea originally. Mom wanted it to kind of be my senior project.
Okay.
Wanted me to do some interviews with family members, older people. So, yeah. And then lately, dad kind of got us going on it. We're really starting with my family members and starting to, I mean, it's a generation that's been with us, and we, like, they've seen an entire other world than what my generation's seen. like we talked to my grandpa last night for our first, we're starting to interview people.
Are you tape recording or how are you?
Yes, we're okay. Recording.
Good. Okay. Oh, right. Excuse me. Not tape anymore. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So have you been sort of hearing stories from them for years and now you're going to pin it down? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've heard stories and kind of, you know, little tidbits here and there, but we haven't really put it all together. And so now we're going to try and put together a lot of stories and people's lives and firsthand accounts of people that are no longer here, but also, you know, a firsthand account is so much different than
Well, how'd your grandpa feel about it?
He was having fun.
He was having fun.
He likes to tell a story, and so he was enjoying himself.
And he was being the center of attention, and you were really listening. I bet that's a real treat. So you come from a large nuclear family. How many siblings do you have?
I have 8 siblings.
8 siblings. Did your older, you're number 3, I think?
Yeah, I'm the third.
So did your older siblings do a senior project too?
They did, but I don't remember what it was.
It wasn't like this.
So.
Well, I am totally impressed, and I want to give congratulations to both your parents, but in this account, especially to your mother, because she's been homeschooling all of you. And I'm out of breath just thinking about it. So, brava. That's wonderful. Do you have a list of people so far that you...
So far, we're going to start with my grandparents on both sides of my family, my mom's and my dad's.
Are they both local?
Yeah, they're both. My mom's side of the family lives in Wharton.
Okay.
And they've lived there for... Since the Great Depression was when my grandma's side moved here.
It's just about 100 years ago, yeah.
My great-grandpa's side is from, he was from Vernonia. He was born in Vernonia.
Okay.
But then he moved here as a kid. His dad came out here, was a fisherman, so came out here. Then my grandparents on my dad's side, they live in Swenson, and they've owned the land for... 100 years now, I think. So it's...
Both of them are...
Yeah, they... Both families have been local for a very long time.
Right. Did that make a difference in your life? I mean, are there... I don't know. I've only been here 52 years. That's pretty good. But my family was never here. I was the first. So I wonder, you have probably have family all over the place. Yeah. Does that, okay, nobody's listening. Is that good? Did you like that? Not all the time.
No. I got, having family here, it definitely makes you feel a lot more established. And I think it, I don't know how you'd phrase it, but yeah, it makes you feel more established. There's a little bit more of a family tradition. People know about the area and they're connected with it. And
do you have an idea of, since you're a senior and with or without walking down the aisle, you're a graduating senior, do you know what your thoughts are for next year or in the future?
I'm planning to attend Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.
Okay.
So I'll work at a mission there. So that'll be a really fun experience.
Have you ever visited? Okay.
No, but I'm going next week. So
is it right in Chicago?
Yeah, it's downtown Chicago. So
wait a second, you're moving from Napa to Chicago? I wish you all the luck in the world. Chicago is a great city. I have family there too, but not from Napa to Chicago. That's quite a jump. No, it'll be exciting. It'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. How many people are you thinking that you might interview? Or is this kind of thing that you could go on for a long time.
It could. We'll see. We're going to start with, like I was saying, we're going to start with our family members and get their stories. And who knows if we'll decide to expand it and keep going. And if it works out, probably.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a wonderful project. I'm fascinated. As a matter of fact, at the Brownsmead Grange these days, we have a couple of historians who read us from diaries. And it's fascinating to go back and hear about all these things. So enjoy that. Now, something else that you've been doing, you are involved with running. What's that about? Is that because you're not in school, so how does that come together?
So I run for Napa because we live there. I'm allowed to compete for the school district, so I run cross country and track for Napa.
Have you been running since you were little, or away from your big siblings, or I don't know?
Well, my original intention was just to beat my big brother.
Yes, see?
When he was a freshman, he went out for cross country. Mm-hmm. My dad made him. And and one day, Dad asked me if I wanted to go on a run with Moses. And I thought, you know, well, sure. I can beat Moses. And then, found out I really liked it. And so I just kept going.
Well, what do you like about it? What does it feel like?
I'm a competitor. I like competitive stuff. I love sports. I just, you know, anything competitive, I'll go do it. And I think part of that is what spoke to me. And part of it was I turned out to be pretty good at it. And
yeah, that's good. So, sure. So hold on. Now, with 9 kids, I bet you have to be competitive sometimes because, you know, there might be one last piece of cake or something. You got to get in there and grab it. Oh, no, I have no idea how your family works that way. But. So tell me about the Napa team.
We've won 2 of the last 4 state titles. We were second the other 2 years. Mm-hmm. We weren't very good when I started, and then we've kind of, over the last few years, a lot of kids have gotten interested, and now we're pretty good, and the younger kids are going to be good, too. The younger kids are coming up now after us. We kind of cleared the way, and they're coming after. Nice. They've got something to follow.
You must make it look like fun and also worth getting involved. That's a terrific legacy to leave behind. So your plans are to go to Chicago. Are you already accepted in the school?
I'm going to go visit them next week.
Okay.
And
check it out. Interview. Yeah.
So that'll
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to wear your camouflage sweatshirt?
Yep, I will.
Okay. They'll see what they're getting. They'll say, yes, bring them on. Bring them on. I bet. Well, I want to wish you lots of luck.
Thank you.
What I would ask is that when you get going with the with these interviews and see how it goes, and if it's going well, let me know, and maybe we can come back and you can bring us up to date, because I think this is really important.
Yeah, it is.
It's most young people don't realize it. I'm glad somebody kind of gave you elbow there and encouragement. So enjoy it. Lots of good luck.
Thank you.
Oscar Peitsch. How do you spell Oscar?
Oscar.
Right. And Peitsch?
Peitsch.
Right. And that was the last graduate that I had here. Almost the same name, but not. And that, I mean, there are tons of graduates, but I happened to attend the award ceremony at Astoria High School last night. So those were the kids that I saw, plus Alder Peitzig. So it's very close. I think it's from the similar part of the world.
Yeah.
So great. Okay, Oscar, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you.
And lots of luck.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. KMUN Astoria KTCB Tillamook Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, and I've got some music to introduce my next guests. You figure out what it might be. How about I turn my mic on? Good. That was music from Norway. It was the Spellemannen, Ulrik I Jensestogen. I'm not quite sure the pronunciation, but the reason I'm playing that is that I have three people here with me. I have a chaperone, Kara Dwalaby. Are you impressed that I know how to pronounce your name?
I am.
Yeah. Wait. I got to turn your mic on, too.
Thank you. Yes, I am very impressed. A lot of people say it's Wallaby. I'm like, it's Lebanese, so it's still Wallaby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it was your father, maybe?
Yes, my dad's last name, yes.
I knew your dad.
I know. You look familiar to me, so I'm like, I know who you are.
Way back. So, yeah. It's fun living in a community for a long time.
Oh, it
because,
seriously is. I love it.
Yeah. You get to know folks. So, Kara is the chaperone, and she'll tell you what that means and also what her history is with the Astoria Scandinavian Midsummer Festival, which is happening in 2 weeks from today. Yowza. That's right. It's Friday through Sunday, June 19th through the 21st. And with Kara, I have... Well, since I started with Norwegian music, I will introduce Susanna Burpee. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Come a little closer. Yeah. Okay. And speak right into the mic.
Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah. And have you been on the radio with me before?
I don't think so.
No, okay. Yeah. Somebody with your last name has.
Yeah.
Do you have a sister?
I have my mom and my dad are very included.
Involved.
Yeah, that's the word.
It could be. So. And then I also have Miss Sweden, Marley McCauley. Hi, Marley.
Hi.
Okay. And they are all wearing these lovely shirts, ASMF, as in Astoria Scandinavian Midsummer Festival, Court 2026. Okay. Kara.
Yes.
Can you give us kind of an overview, and then maybe each of you could just tell me a little about yourselves and how the heck you got to be Miss Sweden and Miss Norway. So,
Suri Scandinavian Minstrel Festival started in 1968, and it was originally held at the old fairgrounds, which is where the pool is now.
Right.
So that's very interesting. It was very close to downtown.
Right.
But as the festival grew, it moved to the Armory, and then it moved to Astoria High School.
Oh, I forgot about the Armory. I knew
yes,
about that.
I know.
Right.
It's been all over town, and now we're at the fairgrounds, the big fairgrounds. So it's
you can't get
it's
any
a lovely
bigger.
Place. Yeah, I know. We got a big place now. We got the bridge where the trolls live.
Oh,
so they're all
right.
there. But yeah, so it started out there.
And yes,
right downtown.
Tell people right away, assuage their worries about the smells of the pigs.
Yeah.
During Scandinavian Festival.
Oh, you can't smell the pigs. You smell the food.
You smell delicious.
You hear the music happening, and you just see a beautiful costumes. And
yeah.
Every day there's a breakfast. You can get a lunch. You can get a dinner. We'll feed you. Scandinavians love to feed you.
Yeah.
So every time you come to someone's house.
I saw that one of the meals is my all-time favorite, which is laxalod.
Oh.
I just love that stuff, but. Oh, well, I'm probably going to miss it this year. I won't be in town, but...
Oh, we'll miss you.
I'll catch it at Finn Hall when it comes up again.
Oh, yes.
So, Kara, how long have you been involved with the festival? How do you get to be a chaperone?
Yeah, so my family has lived in Astoria since my great-grandmother, Elsa Carlson. She came to Astoria in the 1920s and was
years.
The first immigrant. So I'm fourth generation. And so my grandma got us involved, Betty Cunningham. I think she's listening now. Hi, Ga, if you're listening.
Where are they from?
She's from here. Shastoria. She's from Turku, Finland, my great-grandmother.
What's the Scandinavian connection?
So Scandinavian connection for her is she immigrated over here from Turku, Finland, and then...
Oh, from Turku, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
I think I've been there.
I
want to
go.
I hitchhike all the way north.
Oh,
all
my gosh.
The way north.
That's amazing.
Fulton Islands, and then back down through Finland.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
It's beautiful. Oh, yeah. I highly recommend.
My goal is to go to all of them someday.
Don't hitchhike, though.
I don't want to hitchhike. Yeah, I'll take a car probably around.
That'd be okay.
But yeah, so my great-grandmother came here, and then so my grandma got all of us very involved. My mom, the Viking Doric dancers started.
Oh, cool.
A little after that, and my mom started in 1971 dancing. And
all
so
right.
Then she got my dad involved, and he swore he never wear knickers, and now he does with his costume. So he was like, I'll never be involved. But then he stayed all through the years with my sisters and I, there's four of us. So he quit dancing with my last sister in about 2020 when she graduated her senior year. And so, yeah, and I came back and started dancing again, so I'm on the court now.
Oh, cool.
And I got my boyfriend involved, so he's now wearing
great.
A Scandinavian costume.
Okay,
yes.
Now, do you have to be Scandinavian to dance?
No, anyone. If they want to dance, come do folk dancing. It's a lot of fun. I learned how to polka, waltz, and do the schottische, and I would not know how to dance very well if I didn't do that stuff. So I'm very happy to know that.
It's wonderful. Actually, I taught folk dancing at Astoria High School for 25
years. That's amazing.
And one year I brought the folk dancers, but we were doing all international dance, not just Scandi. So they kicked us out next year. But we had a good time. So, well, that's fantastic. Now, not just about dancing, but your dad is not Scandinavian.
No, he's Norwegian.
Oh,
he is.
So
my great-great-grandmother is Norwegian, and so they came over.
Goodness.
But they, I don't remember how they got over here, but my dad, like somehow both of my side of the family landed in Astoria. So,
that's the way it happens.
Yeah,
yes.
so it's been many years.
But so where do you get that last name?
So my grandpa, his full Lebanese, so both of his parents came from Lebanon.
Okay.
So yeah, we have a lot of Middle Eastern on that side.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Nice to have the mixture. Scandinavia and Middle Eastern, you've got all the good foods.
Oh, I know. I love grape leaves, and I also love Lessa.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got
there
the
you
bowl.
Go. Perfect. Okay. Well, so I don't have to pivot too much, I'm going to ask... Marley, who is Miss Sweden. Let's see if I can make this happen. Okay, folks. Now, they can't hear this, but in the background, we're playing music from Sweden. And so, cool. Now, since we got music from Sweden, we'll go to Miss Sweden first. Marlee McCauley, you're a junior in high school, I think you told me?
Yes.
Yeah. So how long have you been involved with the festival, or how did this happen that you became Miss Sweden?
So in 2018, I was junior Miss Sweden.
Ah.
And my grandma and my aunt have been involved with the festival since I was born.
Whoa.
And so I've gone every year, and I really enjoy, like, LEFSA, meeting new people. And then in 2019, after I was on the court, my little sister was junior Miss Sweden again.
Oh, sweet.
So we have, like, a huge family connection to the festival.
Nice. Have you ever traveled?
No.
Not yet. You will someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of you will, I know. So, and what's special about being Miss Sweden? Are you a nervous wreck? You don't look nervous, either of you. I mean, I don't expect Kara to be, but you too. But are you enjoying this, or how does it?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I like all the food. The festival's really fun. I'm really looking forward to that and all the opportunities that we get with it.
What are you going to be wearing?
My costume is a national costume from Sweden.
Is it an original, or is it a copy of the...
Yeah, it's original.
Okay, so in that case, I'm going to educate our listeners. We don't call it a costume. We call it traditional clothing, because people like your great-grandmother or whoever it was, from any part of the world, this is real clothing that they wore. And aren't you the lucky one to get to wear something passed down? But not everybody agrees with me, but I've got the mic, so I can. So, well, that's, so it's blue and yellow, I presume.
Yeah, it's blue and yellow. Yeah. And when I was junior Miss in 2018, my senior Miss, Madeline Scales, wore the costume that I'm wearing today.
Oh, how nice, very nice. Is it wool, though?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, I hope it's not too hot that day. Okay, and how about you, Susanna? How'd you get involved?
Sorry. I wasn't very involved in my heritage at all before this, but somebody from the Norwegian Lodge was looking for the next Miss Norway.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked her pastor, who's my pastor as well, and he mentioned me, and then we got in contact, and that's kind of happened, I guess.
So have you learned more about your heritage because of this?
Yeah, definitely. I got into contact with some of my other like family, like the ones in Minnesota, where my great-great-grandma originally traveled to from Norway.
Do you happen to know what part of Norway?
I always have the worst time pronouncing this, but Dovre Gudbrandsdalen in Norway.
Okay, well, you got me. I did start. I did hitchhike all the way up through Norway.
Wow.
Trondheim. Don't do it. Oslo, of course, but all the way north to the Lofoten Islands. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous country.
Definitely.
There weren't any people there, but the country was beautiful. This is in the 60s. So so I hope you're able to get there.
Definitely.
What are you going to be wearing?
It's also mostly wool. It's got a linen embroidered shirt, a wool bodice, skirt, and apron. The bodice, it has a double plunge neckline and has a checked pattern. The skirt and apron are both striped two different ways, though, which I'm not going to lie, if I'm going to be for real. irks me to my soul.
Oh, no.
But, you know, that's okay.
Because you're a fashionista.
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it. That just goes to show you. But for this, you are wearing it.
And yes. And I'm so grateful that I am able to.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, what a concept that you weren't even connected. Now you feel much more connected.
Definitely.
So.
Yeah.
Is your family supportive of this?
Yeah. My parents actually were the ones who encouraged me to do it. I wasn't very sure about it at first.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they'll never tell anybody that because they want to support me, but right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is brave. I think both of you, but you've had more experience, Marley.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of an old hand at this, having been junior Miss Sweden. Junior Miss Norway, but sorry, Marley is Sweden, and Susanna. You know why I'm getting mixed up? Because Susanna is Norway. I'm thinking Susanna should be Sweden, and Marley should be Norway, but it's the other way around. But for most people in this town, correct me if I'm wrong, Kara, most... do you say Kara or Kara?
It's Kara.
Kara.
Yeah. Thank you.
Most people just say Scandinavia, and it's all one big. I think you folks are privileged because you have stories, you have traditional foods, and even if you didn't know about it before, you're finding out. And for you, it's been a lucky move. So, So Marley, Miss Sweden, is a junior. Susanna, Miss Norway, is a sophomore.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So you've got,
I've got,
who knows?
I've got some time. Yeah.
Yeah, you both do, a little bit. So, well, I wish you lots of luck, both of you, and to be fair, the two others. Do we have a Miss Iceland this year?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, Jenna Karnowski is Miss Iceland this year.
Wow.
You know, all the chases. Her daughter, Carol Chase's daughter, is here. So so we have another one this year.
Wow.
We had one last year, too. So it's very cool to have two
That's
in a row.
That's wonderful. And that means she has a connection to KMUN because Ed Chase was a programmer here forever.
Ed Chase was amazing.
He was awesome. And a wonderful teacher, too. Okay. Kara, do you want to repeat the logistics, just the time and the place and stuff?
Yeah, so you can come to the Scandinavian Festival June 19th through 21st at the fairgrounds. I'm not sure.
No
on Olney. Yeah, you guys know where it is. On Olney. So.
Is there a website?
Yes, if you go to the Astoria ScandinavianFestival.com, I believe it is, or ScanFest.
I think it's ScanFest.
Yeah, ScanFest.
If you put in Astoria Scandinavian Midsummer Festival, if they take you to New York, they're lying.
Yeah.
Because Astoria, New York is a Greek town.
Yeah. So, no, that's not the same thing.
They'll take you there.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's all the schedules and stuff like that.
Yeah, usually. We have lots of events happening. We have over 19 entertainers happening, so there's plenty to come see.
Yeah.
There's dancers, musicians. We even have our very own Aubrey Cherigino, who was in Scandinavia in 2024. She'll be doing a violin procession for us to the Hex Burning.
Beautiful.
So I'm very excited to have some music playing for us as the new Miss Scandinavia will go and start a Hex Burning for us on Friday night.
So people can get their tickets at the door. The thing is, you have to park your car below, and I believe there's a charge for parking. So carpool.
Mm-hmm.
Bring 10 people.
Yeah.
If you have a big enough car.
Yeah.
And enjoy the festival on the 19th through the 21st, 2 weeks. Okay. Thank you so much for coming. All the best luck. And can you say something to us in Swedish?
No.
I would say, Tacksamiki.
Tacksamiki. That's good. Tacksamiki. Hey. And any?
Now that I'm being put on the spot, I can't remember.
That's okay.
But I know that hay is hay.
That's close. Okay, yeah. Good. Thanks so much for
coming.
Thank
you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
And they're going to leave, and my last guests are going to join us. And I have actually another Mary Flower tune, but this one, this one is special because it's for my next guests, and it is it's called On Revival Day. There's going to be the devil to pay. So have a listen, stay tuned, and enjoy.
Have you ever seen a church begin to rock? Heard a sundown deacon preaching to his flock? Have you ever seen old Satan on a run? Well, come on, I'll show you how it's done. And have you ever heard a sermon stir your soul? Make you praise at a River Jordan as you go? Have you ever felt as though you'd like to shout? Peculiar, the devil cannot rule you on revival day. Just talking to the spirit, just like they feel and hear it. They're sinful and they fear it on revival day. When that congregation starts to sing, you know nothing.
Okay, folks, glory, glory, wash your sins away. Well, we have some folks here to do just that for you. I'll just tell you, I've got the director of a play, I've got the musical director of a play, and I've got Jesus. Those are my three guests. So you can pick and choose, but that's what I got for you. Yes, the Peninsula Players in Ilwaco are doing Godspell. And I'm going to let Dan Russell, who is the director, I shouldn't even tell him who you really are. You can just speak it. Do you speak with an accent as Jesus? No.
No.
Okay. That's fine. I didn't think so. So Dan Russell is the director. Ken Tobias is Jesus for a few weeks at least. And Pamela, and we're not going to check into his life, his personal life. And Pamela Kleifer is the musical director. Pamela, have you been here before?
Yes, I have.
I thought you, when I see you, I recognize you, but I don't remember. These two I've seen more recently.
Everyone remembers Dan and Ken.
Yeah, well, they're quite a pair. Well, Dan, why don't you give us some information here? I'll just tell folks the show is opening a week from tonight.
Yes.
And it is at the... I was going to say the River City. That's the name of it. The River City Playhouse. Oh, that's perfect. River City, isn't that where all the trouble that starts, pool that starts with P? Yeah.
Yep.
In Ilwaco and Sweet Sweet Theater. It is running for three weekends. Nice and easy schedule. Unlike some plays, this is Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Sunday for three weekends in a row, June 12 to 28. And take it away, Dan. Give us an overview. Give us a why you're doing this play. And I'll give you time to think about it. I'm going to ask each of you to tell me, if you do like the play, why you like the play. And if you don't like the play, why are you doing it? So, okay, Dan.
Okay, so I came to this play at the age of 16 when I played Jesus in Godspell. So I'm here, you know, at 60 having sort of a full circle moment.
Oh,
and
I
the
love
thing
that
was so powerful about the show for me at 16 is that the young man who'd been cast as Judas had been bullying me for probably 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And
trippy.
Through the process of rehearsal and performance, and we grew into such an incredible friendship and such a strong bond.
Wow.
And it was such a healing moment for me in my life to be able to work through someone who'd been bullying me, but then to be able to have so much respect and love for that person as a result of the show. So I come to this show with a big heart, a lot of feeling, a lot of emotion, and you know, it's the story of Jesus, right? So as told through the book of Matthew, and its origin came from Harvey Cox, who was a Harvard Divinity professor, who wrote an essay or a book called The Feast of Fools, in which he talks about Jesus as someone who is joyous and playful, and that he approaches his teaching through humor and through humility and vulnerability. And that's how we arrive at this. And for me, working with Ken has been really exceptional because that's how he lives his life.
Mm.
You know, I mean,
nice.
Having lived with him for 15 years,
yeah. You know.
I know humor is such a big part of our life. And it's just such a beautiful way to express a story and to let people feel the emotion of what's happening and the community that's built around it. For me, that's the heart of this, right? I mean, there are so many spiritual leaders. There are so many great messages out there, but it's all about the community. You know, strip away the Christianity aspect of it, and what you're left with is community. And that's what I feel have done a great job of building within our own little Peninsula Players and in Owako, but as a way of addressing the show as well.
Well, I also want to thank you because you answered a question that I often ask when I have high school kids here, theater kids, and that is, what is it about theater? Not the play, but theater. And that was beautiful, that
Thank
first
you.
Part. And you were a high school student at the time.
You bet.
But that is a powerful, and it is a life-changing and goes on. Have you been involved in theater ever since then?
No, after that year of, I went on to play another role, Danny Zuko in Grease, for a high school graduation present. My mom sent me to New York City by myself to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Wow.
I did their summer program.
Nice.
I was headed to college in the fall, but I called my mom and said, "Hey, I'm auditioning for the full-time program. I'm staying in New York."
Oh, my
God. And she's like, "Well, see about that."
Where did you live?
Well, I started living at the NYU dorm. Cod. I grew up on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. East Coast.
Yeah.
And I'd been to New York a couple of times and seen shows. But I was really wanting to be an actor and be a musical theater is really my love. But I didn't get in.
Oh.
And so I went to University of Vermont.
Your mother probably called them and said,
"She might have. She
Do
might
not
have.
Let this boy in. We're not paying for it. Forget it."
And that led me, you know, college. I did some theater. I actually was supposed to direct a show at one point in college, but we couldn't find the lead. And the musical director said, "You're the lead. I'm directing." I'm
okay.
All About Eve was the show. But then after that, I just went back to New York as a business person. I went into advertising and found my way. I've spent my whole life in media, new media, traditional media. So I was always working around entertainment, but never the entertainment.
Right.
So
right.
This disaster was my first time back to the stage.
Okay.
And you know, the story has been written ever since. So, you know, here I am,
good.
And I'm living it and loving it.
I did not realize it because I did see that play, and it was quite good, and I enjoyed it. I'm going to skip over Jesus for a minute. You should pardon me. And Pamela Clifer, you are the musical director. Now, music is obviously crucial in this.
Absolutely.
Is this the first time you're doing Godspell or the 10th time?
No.
Pam.
I was a cast member of Godspell in my, I'd say, mid-20s.
Okay.
And so that it's not my first rodeo with this one. And that's one of the reasons it's been so fun to revive it. Because the last time I did the original, and this time we're doing the 2012 revision.
I saw that.
And
I don't know what's the difference. And Stephen Schwartz did the music and new lyrics. What does that mean?
Well,
I copied that, but
Just some of the little updated jokes in the script, mostly. And the music is more of a rock and roll beat to it than the original did.
Uh-huh.
It was more of a folksy type feeling for the first one.
So he did not do the original one, or he did both of them?
He did both of them, I believe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's been... I'm a folky, so I might have to talk to him. Okay, so how is it working out for you, having... been involved with this?
It's such a great show to be around people that the cast has come together. They are so close. Mm-hmm. They appreciate each other. They'll do anything for each other. And that's exactly the way that the feeling was with the previous cast that I did when mm-hmm. I was younger. It just kind of, it's a feel-good show. And I also have a strong background in religion, and I appreciate that aspect of it, too, hearing different ways of telling the parables.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that, because Dan said something completely different. How do you think people who are not Christian will feel about this play?
I have had that come up with people say, oh, I don't know about that. You know, I don't go to church. I'm not into religion. And I said, you know, it's not a religious show. This is Jesus telling parables or telling stories to you about how to do better in your life. You know, if you're more kind to people, life's going to be easier for you. And it's going to make them happy. And I that's the way I try to get through to the people that are cautious about mm-hmm. it being religious. But I've run into that several times.
It's not a proselytizing play.
Not at all.
Our Jesus, I will now turn to you. So you're the lead.
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure you were going to say yes, because, you know, I thought you might say, well, no, I'm just a humble servant. But
those are not mutually exclusive.
Okay. So tell me, have you done this play before?
No.
Ah.
I actually grew up in the New York area, and I've heard of Godspell. I knew it was iconic my entire life, but I knew remarkably little about it all these years. And so this was really an introduction for me of the show. And you asked earlier, you know, what do we like about the show? And so I like musicals, but I don't like most musicals. Everyone has certain tastes, right?
Yeah,
and
it
takes a certain show for me to love the music.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most surprising thing about this show. I was so blown away by the beauty of the songs, by the playfulness, just the fun toe-tapping melodies of some of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the music is very strong, and that was like, oh, that's good. That's good.
That's
and
good.
So how fun to be a part of that.
Right. Now, how does it feel to be called Jesus? Does that, I don't know whether you have religion in your background, but how does it feel to be in
that role? I came from a Jewish household. He was a good Jewish boy.
That's
okay. I'm not sure I am a good Jewish boy.
No, but Jesus was.
But yeah. The main thing that comes to mind is what an honor and a privilege it is to be playing, to be cast in this role. It is literally the role of a lifetime. Mm. I feel so strongly about that, that phrase has never been truer for me. So I am just honored to be able to, bring this role to life.
Well, I've seen you in several roles. Nothing like Jesus. So this will be interesting.
Yeah.
Pamela, I'm still curious about your background.
My background. Well, I have been doing theater for too many years to mention. And I started out as a little kid doing shows, acting, and music. I'm a piano teacher. And I loved being an actress. But you get to a certain point when you do musical theater and you're no longer an ingenue and you're no longer getting those soprano roles, and it's just not quite as much fun. So you switch over to directing and music directing.
Well, if you can, that's quite a job. And for both of you, Dan, director, and you've acted, or used to act, and for Pamela, who's musical director, do you have a preference, or is it more like, at this time of life, this is perfect, but would you still like to get back on the stage?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Okay. Well, folks, keep your eyes pitched there, because I have a feeling she'll make it there, too. How about you, Dan?
I'm loving directing. It kind of feels like second nature to me, which hopefully my cast feels good about that. I don't know. I couldn't do what Pamela's doing. I have sang a lot in choirs and obviously in previous musicals, but I can't read music. And more than half of our cast is new to the stage. A lot of them are karaoke singers. They have no concept of reading music.
Uh-huh.
And Pamela has them singing harmony, reading off their books.
Wow.
I mean, it is amazing what she has done.
Good
the sound of this show is so pretty and so beautiful and so fun. And I give it all to Pamela, because she has pulled so much out of this lovely cast that, our first night of rehearsal, I mean, a couple of them melted down because they're like, what do you mean we have to read? I don't understand. What? And they're still sticking with it. And here we are 7 weeks later.
And Stephen Schwartz does good stuff. So
he definitely is.
He amped it up for this version, I'll tell you that.
That's great. That's great. Okay, folks, this is the Peninsula Players production of Godspell, the 2012 revised version, conceived. I have John Michael Tebelek. I don't know. But the music and new lyrics by Stephen Schwartz. It is opening a week from tonight, and it runs 3 weekends at the River City Playhouse in Ilwaco. It's a delightful place to see. And thank you so much to my guests, musical director Pamela Kleifer, and director Dan Russell, and Jesus Ken Tobias. Or maybe it's Ken Tobias. Yeah, I can't remember. Anyway, thank you so much. And let's see. Only you get to break a leg, Ken. The rest of you, please.
Thank you for having us.
Okay,
Carol.
Thank you
Carol.
So much. And I am out of time, folks. Really, there's so much going on. There's so much theater in our area, too. Don't miss it. KMUN Astoria, 91.9, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5. Stay in the streets. Stay active.
Support for KMUN programming comes in part from the historic Liberty Theater in Astoria. From live shows to special events, it happens at the Liberty. For more information, visit libertyastoria.org.